On board the Charlotte, Rachel Sexton was pacing wildly in the tight space when she finally heard a click on the telephone line. A raspy voice came on. "Hello?"
"President Herney?"
Rachel blurted. "Marjorie Tench," the voice corrected. "I am the president's senior advisor. Whoever this is, I must warn you that prank calls against the White House are in violation of..."
"For Christ's sake, this is not a prank. This is Rachel Sexton. I'm your NRO liaison, and..."
"I am aware of who Rachel Sexton is, ma'am, and I am doubtful that you are she. You've called the White House on an unsecured line, telling me to interrupt a major presidential broadcast. That is hardly proper M.O. for someone with..."
"Listen," Rachel fumed. "I briefed your whole staff a couple of hours ago on a meteorite. You sat in the front row. You watched my briefing on a television sitting on the president's desk. Any questions?"
Tench fell silent a moment. "Miss Sexton, what is the meaning of this?"
"The meaning is that you have to stop the president. His meteorite data is all wrong. We've just learned the meteorite was inserted from beneath the ice shelf. I don't know by whom and I don't know why, but things are not what they seem up here. The president is about to endorse some seriously errant data, and I strongly advise..."
"Wait one goddamn minute." Tench lowered her voice. "Do you realize what you're saying?"
"Yes. I suspect the NASA administrator has orchestrated some kind of large-scale fraud, and President Herney is about to get caught in the middle. You've at least got to postpone 10 minutes so I can explain to him what's been going on up here. Someone tried to kill me, for God's sake."
Tench's voice turned to ice. "Miss Sexton, let me give you a word of warning. If you are having second thoughts about your role in helping the White House in this campaign, then you should have thought of that long before you personally endorsed that meteorite data for the president."
"What? Is she even listening?"
"I am revolted by your display. Using an unsecured line is a cheap stunt, implying the meteorite data has been faked. What kind of intelligence official uses a radio phone to call the White House and talk about classified information? Obviously, you're hoping someone intercepts this message."
"Nora Mangor was killed over this. Dr. Ming is also dead. You've got to warn..."
"Stop right there. I don't know what you're playing at, but I will remind you, and anyone else who happens to be intercepting this phone call, that the White House possesses videotaped depositions from NASA's top scientists, several renowned civilian scientists, and yourself, Miss Sexton, all endorsing the meteorite data as accurate. Why you are suddenly changing your story, I can only imagine. Whatever the reason, consider yourself relieved of your White House post as of this instant. And if you try to taint this discovery with any more absurd allegations of foul play, I assure you the White House and NASA will sue you for defamation so fast you won't have a chance to pack a suitcase before you go to jail."
Rachel opened her mouth to speak, but no words came.
"Zach Herney has been generous to you," Tench snapped. "And frankly, this smacks of a cheap Sexton publicity stunt. Drop it right now, or we'll press charges, I swear it."
The line went dead. Rachel's mouth was still hanging open when the captain knocked on the door.
"Miss Sexton," the captain said, peering in, "we're picking up a faint signal from Canadian National Radio. President Zach Herney has just begun his press conference."